Wow. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. I am your host, Silk, and you are my co-host, my Diamond Dream Team. And as Diamond will always say, it takes a team to build a dream. So I want you to stop what you are doing. Be sure to like and share this broadcast, share this podcast. I need for you to share it everywhere. Share it everywhere and let them know that Silk is on the air. Yes, Silk is in the house, y'all. Had me a very good day. I surely, surely did. I surely, surely did. Look, 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 look. I want you all to share. Sharing is caring. And if you truly care, if you care about this country, if you care about your First Amendment right, and I love to talk about the Second Amendment right, you will stop what you're doing and you will share. All right? Don't forget to download the Frank Speech app, the Frank Social app. It's two different apps and it's absolutely free. Download it, download it, download it so we can stay connected, okay? If you have any questions, email them to diamondandsilk@gmail.com. That's diamondandsilk@gmail.com. Shout out to everyone joining me live there on Gather Live. Hey, on a Rumble Live, Frank Speech Live. Hey, how y'all doing out there? Shout out to Lindell TV, RSBN Network, CTA TV, The Stripes TV, to Bless News Network, to Eagle News Network, and all of the different networks that's carrying the Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live show. Shout out to each and every one of you. And if you're on a platform where you can give thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up, give me some thumbs up. Yeah, give me some thumbs up. That's right. Oh, that's cute. Oh, that got me looking really pretty. Okay, thank y'all for. You know, I'm already cute and all, but y'all got me looking really cute there on the screen. I love it. I love it. I love it. You all, the show is sponsored by MyPillow.com. Yes, yes, yes. MyPillow.com, where you can get the MyPillow 2.0 with that cooling technology in it. It is amazing. It's amazing. Yes, 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 yes. So that's MyPillow.com. You can get the MyPillow 2.0. The My Mattress Topper 2.0, the sheets, the slippers, the towels, the loungewear, and so much more there at MyPillow.com. Be sure to use promo code DIAMOND, all right? Use promo code DIAMOND. And don't forget you all, my coffee at MyStore.com. I always say the best part to waking up is not being woke, but being awake with my coffee. So don't be hasty. Go on over there and get you something tasty at mystore.com. Be sure to use promo code DIAMOND. You all, the show is also sponsored by patchthat.com. Patchthat.com. Yes, 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 yes. A lot of people are finding some relief in the patches. And I am so grateful that they're finding this. It's basically light therapy, photo light therapy. Without the plug and without the socket. It can be on you or you can put it on the inside of your clothes. I absolutely love it. All right. And real quick with the Eon patches. Yes, yes, yes. You can unlock relaxation, alleviating discomfort and gently melting away tension. That's right. It helps to relax you. Okay. Helps you better manage or reduce stress. No drugs, no chemicals, no stimulants are involved. It's patented. Yes, 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 yes. And it's intended for human use only, you all. And it's money back guaranteed. Woo. Had to get that in there. It's money back guaranteed as well. So go to patchthat.com, patchthat.com. Now we're here to want to speak to one of our Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live affiliates, Mr. Bill Maher. But before I bring him on, I just want to say, in case I don't forget it, you all, this is Holy Week. Happy Easter to you all. And I just want to let you all know that Silk is going to be off after tonight's show for a few days, okay? And I'll be back next week, Tuesday. Okay, I got business that I got to take care of. And so that's what I got to do. And I'm just letting y'all know in advance. So I'll do some re-airs. And so that's where Silk will be. And if I can jump on any live stream or anything while I'm out and about, just to say hi to you all, I will. But I just want to let you all know what's going on. Because if I don't let y'all know what's going on, everybody be, where is Silk? Where is Silk? That's where Silk plans to be. Okay. All right. So right now, let me go ahead and bring on my guest. He's the founder and owner of Curativa Bay. He uses natural and organic ingredients in his products to help maximize your overall health. And he's one of Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live affiliates. You all, please welcome back to the show, Mr. Bill Maher. Bill, how are you doing, dear?
I'm doing fine, honey. How are you?
I'm doing so magnificent. You know, nice. Right now we have allergy seasons. We have the pollen, especially the pollen. And for a lot of people are having a problem with all of this itchiness and different things that's going on that's associated with this season, okay? And so I thought about you and I said I wanted to bring you on because I really wanted to talk about the hyperchlorous spray. I know that you introduced it to the audience a year or so ago, and I want people to be reintroduced to the hyperchlorous spray and the nasal spray and so forth. I didn't bring my nasal spray, oops. But anywho, I want to talk about that real quick. So let's talk about it. You know, when you talk about the Curativa Bay, what is it good for? Let's start there.
Well, you know, it's almost too good to be true. I got some reports. If anybody in the audience wants to understand hyperchlorous in a layman's terms, along with about 4 or 5 or 6 studies from major universities, all they got to do is call me or email me at info@curativabay.com, or they can info you and you can tell them about it. We'll send you an explanation. It's about a 3-page full, you know, explanation on all the things that it does. But it's amazing. Well, the first thing it does is it kills all viruses. It's made out of dead sea salt and purified water. And we run an electrical current through it and bring the pH down to about 5, right around 5, 5.5. And it becomes an all-natural, good for the environment, strongest antivirus on the planet. It's 80 times the strength of bleach, but if you were to drink it, you wouldn't even get sick. So that's amazing enough to me. But it also takes care of acne in about 4 days if you use it as directed. We have a new product out now. It's called the it's a food spray. This is what it looks like. Basically, that is a non-rinse antimicrobial wash for fruits, vegetables, seafood, and beef. And that's approved by the FDA, by the way.
Do my producers have my photos of that particular for the food, the hyperchlorous for the food? If you could just put that photo up so that people can see it. There you go.
Yeah. That's a special formula that is safe to put on fruits, vegetables. We have a lot of seafood processing plants down here in Florida that use it to keep the fish and seafood fresh on the way to the restaurants. A lot of people wonder what kind of things are on their vegetables when they buy them, or their seafood or their beef and things like that. Well, this kills all the bacteria, it lasts a little bit longer and so forth. And that's selling like crazy. I didn't think it would sell that much, but it is. People are really liking it. So,
wow.
Hyperchlorous has got so many uses. It's almost unbelievable. I talk to people. That's why I said, you know, you should read the report. I wrote something for Substack. I haven't put it on Substack yet. It might go on Epic Times. And they want me to write an article about it. But I want to send it to the customers. I can send it to email. You can read it in 5 minutes. It'll give you an idea of exactly what this product is. It's made in your white blood cells, in your white blood cells, the human white blood cells. And that's exactly what we make.
I absolutely love it. I love the fact that whenever I'm out and about and whenever I come in, if my eyes is feeling scratchy, I can actually spray the hyperchlorous in my eyes and just close them. And then let it just run right on down my face and everything. And then, boom, it's cleared up. So a lot of people, you know, I'm understanding a lot of people have been telling you how they are using the nasal spray. If you have a photo of the nasal spray, can you put that one up as well? There we go.
So the nasal spray is our biggest seller, hands down. People use it to protect, you know, themselves, you know, keeping their nasal passages clean, keeps the viruses away when you keep your nasal passages clean. But this has, not only is it the saline, it's got hypochlorous in it at 0.002%. And I'm hearing from my customers, not from our testing, but our customers are telling me, you know, right now you wash your car, the next day you see the green film, you could write your name on it from all the pollen coming out. And a lot of my customers are calling me saying, this is an amazing thing for my allergies. It cleans out the all the stuff in your nasal passages. And
your nasal.
Yeah, and I'm getting a lot of people telling me that. So that's probably why we sell probably 100 bottles more or more a day of the nasal spray. Yeah.
And so now we understand that it's good for that, that, you know, the allergies and different things. It's good for different viruses and different things out there as well. And I love, you know, where you, I love to go through the house and just spray it. Okay.
Yeah.
And you, you still have the other item where they could just go in and just let it, let the machine just spray it all in their home as well. Correct.
We have a stronger version of the same product that's, an EPA approved disinfectant, and we can make claims from the common cold all the way up to the MRSA and C. diff with that. It comes with a, you can buy it in a kit with an industrial American made fogger. It's made right here in Florida. It's a big fogger, and you can fog rooms with it. If you have a restaurant, you should really have one of those restaurants before they open. It takes all the smell of the old food away. It kills all the bacteria. And then we have one of the things where the mist comes out, a humidifier. People to breathe if they have sinus problems or if they have congestion or, and things like that.
Also, you know, I got a testimony back from a daycare center. You know, I introduced them to the hypochlorous and they took and showed them where to get the fogger and different things. So they fog out the daycare center, you know, after the children has left and sometimes before the children get there. And I'm understanding you can still use the fogger even with the children inside. It's just that good because, you know, versus this other stuff that you spray that got certain chemicals in it. You know, I can't say the name or anything, but however, there's a lot of other different things out there that you can spray that has chemicals in it that's bad for you, for your health. But this particular, the hypochlorous spray that is put into the fogger and it just fogs everything up, you all. And what happens is, it's killing the bacteria. And you can see that different stuff in the air. You know, if you see the light shining through your home or whatever, you see all of that stuff in the air, it takes and go in and it kills all of that stuff. That's what I absolutely love about the hypochlorous spray. Now, I understand that you were saying something about in the wound care. You got the wound care hypochlorous as well that you want to give out for free.
Yeah, for everybody that buys under the Diamond and Silk promo codes, which you can announce those later. We made a special formulation. It's a stronger formulation. It looks like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we call it the outdoorsman spray. So it's easy to keep in your pocket or your purse or your pocket, whatever. And it's first aid. It heals wounds in half the time. If you're afraid, if you're on a plane, you can carry this and spray your face. Kills bacteria while you're on the plane. Put it in your pocket. Burns if you get a sunburn. Literally last summer, I had a sunburn on my back from going on a boat for a full day. And I sprayed that on the back a lot the night before. And the next morning, there was nothing. The burn was gone. No peeling or anything like that. So it's really good to have it around in your first aid kit. Keep it in your purse. If you get on a bus or an Uber, after you get out, just spray it on your face. Smell some up your nose. And it protects it's, much better.
I know I have a photo of that. Do I have a photo of that?
Yeah, that's it, right? It says Battlefield Wound Spray, but that's another application. The one we have now is called Sportsman. It's the same label. We just changed the name of it.
Okay. Wonderful. And so what you're saying is that whenever they purchase something from Curativa Bay, that you will include that particular pocket size bottle there for free as free, well, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is
incredible. What it's like, and we've made about 1,000 bottles last week, so we're ready to go.
Wonderful. And now for those of you all that don't know Curativa Bay, Bill Maher, my sister, I and the chemist, we got together and we created the Diamond and Silk skincare regimen. You know, I get a lot of compliments on my skin, And I absolutely love that the particular product, you know, it has you all the it's a, the treatment for sensitive skin. It has a deluxe tropical moisturizer cream. And that is so amazing for me because my skin is dry. It also includes the organic rose serum with vitamin C. And it also includes the hypochlorous spray right there. That is amazing for skin, you all. So I want you all to make sure that you go to curativabay.com or you can go to the diamondandsilkstore.com. We have a link right there at the store on the site so that you all can go and purchase the product. So that's the Diamond and Silk Skin Care Regimen. Go ahead.
You have our name spelled wrong on your Curativa. It's not C-U-R-T-I-V-E. It's C-U-R-T-I-V-A-B-A-Y.com.
That's right. Curativa. Well,
yeah, but on your mark, I see it.
They'll get it right. Curativa with the A, B-A-Y. Somebody probably.
There you go.
There we go. Now we got it. Curativa. Oh, I like that stuff right there.
It's magical. You say the word and it's fixed.
Yes, yes, yes. And also, we included the phone number there too. Bill loves the old-fashioned customer services. So if you all have any questions for him concerning the products, you all can contact him. The products are organic. The products do not have all of those chemicals in it. That's what I absolutely love about the Diamond and Silk skincare regimen. It do not have all of those chemicals in it. It's actually natural, you all. It is natural, and I love it. And I love the fact that they worked with my sister and I to put this here together. And when they would send the samples, you all, if it wasn't right, we was like, nope, that ain't right. That ain't right. And so they got it into it. They got it right. And you all, I want you all to make sure that you go and you support Bill. He's the one of Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live affiliates here, been here for a minute now, you all, putting out great natural products for you all. You know, a lot of people may say, well, Silk, why you don't have people from all these other big name companies? Because see, those big name companies, it's not to say that I don't like them, but I don't like them, okay? I need people that have businesses that have their hands involved in the business, okay? I love whenever I can call a business and somebody pick up the phone. Now it's transferred and I'm put on hold for about 5 minutes. Then it's transferred again for another 5 minute hold. No. I like going directly to the mom and pop's businesses. That's what I absolutely love. What say you, Bill?
Well, you know, I love customer service, and you know, I'm an old guy, so we're used to having people talk on the phone to us, and it's a bad world out there when people put you through to robots. You can't get anything fixed. They like love to waste your time, so they don't waste theirs.
Yes.
But I'll tell you, I can't say this enough. The report that I wrote about hypochlorous acid with the studies, the official studies underneath there, you can open them up. If you're not convinced that hypochlorous acid is the best thing you ever had, we'll give your money back. It is off the charts. It is so well. I mean, when you read this, the story about how it came around, how it won the Nobel Prize, this has been a hidden technology for so many years, actually since 1834.
It's been around. Well, yeah. See, they don't want you to know a lot of different things. I'm finding out that they don't want you to know alternative medicines. They don't want you to know wellness. All they want is to keep you sick over there. Okay. Here I've been bringing on people, individuals who talk about wellness, alternative medicines, alternatives, because for the simple fact, people are sick and tired of just basically being sick. Now, somebody have a question is, how should the hypochlorous be applied to the skin for the best result in the regeneration of new skin? So how should it best be applied?
So, yeah, hypochlorous has got a weak acid. It's a weak acid. So you can spray it in your eyes, it doesn't hurt. But microscopically, when you spray it on your skin, it exfoliates the old skin, and then it also causes the regeneration of new skin faster. So the way we use it is you spray it all over your face and get it really wet. so it's dripping, you know, and just let it go. Don't touch it.
It dries
in 2 minutes. And first of all, you're going to get addicted to it because it feels so good and your skin starts to get real soft. People are going to start getting pretty like you and they're going to say, I want more.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And it do just that. Thank you. Yeah. You say you're 70, right?
Yeah.
What did you just say?
I said I'm 70 years old.
70 years old. All right. All right. You know, I know someone that had, you know, bumps on their skin. They didn't understand it. They was using it for something else. And then they had to call and they were like, does this help with the skin as well? I'm like, yes. They was like, they see a big difference in their skin. Okay, now switching real quick.
If you got kids and grandkids and they have acne and they want to get rid of it in 4 days, Hypochlorous will do it in 4 days. If they just do it the way they're supposed to, they use it the way we recommend. 4 days gone.
Wow. Wow. Okay, so now real quick, I want to just switch gears real quick and just ask you this question. This is off the cuff and this is off topic. You know, we had a ship to hit the bridge there. And, you know, I know that, you know, you once served before. And so what are your thoughts about this particular ship, boat, whatever you want to call it, making a sharp right turn and running directly into the pillars of the bridge that collapsed the entire bridge? What are your thoughts about it? And this is your opinion.
Yeah, my opinion. Living on a ship for 4 years in the Navy, a big one, the aircraft carrier, I can tell you that a lot of things had to go wrong at the same time. One thing I can tell you is when a ship gets up to about 6 knots, that which is about what they're running out, and the end and the power failure, you saw the lights go off. That means that the turbines shut down. And when they shut down, you've already got momentum that you can't stop. Mm-hmm. And you can't stop that momentum, no matter how hard you try. So, I mean, I don't understand why they didn't beep the whistle on the ship, like, you know, just to warn some people that we're coming, you know, and, you know, some sort of panic whip thing. But I don't know. I hate to be a conspiracy theorist, you know, about something like this, but a lot of things had to go wrong for that to hit that bridge. Not that it couldn't naturally, but I have a suspicion about, you know.
You know, okay, so let me.
Why'd they have a power failure? There's 10 generators on a ship like that, you know?
Right. Well, let me just say this here. You know, you don't have to be a conspiracy theorist to have an opinion, right? This is an opinionated show. And so we live in this country. We live in this world. With us living in this country, and as we see things that really we've never seen before in this country, you know, we have a right to at least state our opinion without being considered or called a conspiracy theorist. Now, in my own humble opinion, it feels to me that this is deliberate. Now, the only reason why I can say why, I've never seen nothing like this happen before. And to hit the exact spot for the whole entire bridge to collapse and to know that, you know, our importing of different things into those different states and so forth, that bridge was valuable. It served its for a great purpose. And this certain things are not adding up. And if it's not adding up, it's not making sense to Silk. And all I can do is just call it out. Especially when I saw it make a sharp right turn. A sharp right turn. In a boat floats, okay? And if it's going that particular way, what caused it to just make this sharp right turn?
Especially if they had no power to the rudders. Rudders are usually driven by, not cables, they're driven by servos or electricity. And if they were coasting this way, that rudder's not going to automatically turn that way. It's going to stay straight.
You know, right.
And why they didn't have, you know, they were in the middle of the night, 1 o'clock in the morning, I believe it was. Why didn't they have some tugboats at for safety? That was a loaded up ship. Why didn't they have any tugboats that were tied up to that? Have stopped it.
And if it would have kept straight like you just described it, it would have had plenty of clearance to go where it needed to go. But to make a sharp right turn directly, it just don't fit well with me. And all I'm doing is just being real and I'm being truthful about it. Okay. That's all I'm doing. It's some things that's deliberately happening. behind the scenes. And you know, when we, I cannot remember the name of this movie that Obama, the Obamas are behind. If somebody know the name of that movie that I'm talking about, let me know. Somebody type it somewhere. But anywho, it's like, I looked at that movie, but I didn't know that the Obamas was behind it. I was just having a movie night, and we just looked at that movie. And when I saw what was going on inside of that movie, I could tell what was going to happen next because, you know, they've already told us what they plan to do. And I'm like, okay, right now, they ain't saying that this might happen. They're telling us what their plans are, right? Once again, I did not know that the Obamas was behind it until a few days later. I was like, oh, that's the movie. That's the movie that you know, I had watched the other night. And now that I see what I saw the other night, I was like, yeah, this is not coincidence right here.
There's gonna be this more. Is deliberate. There'll be more toward Election Day. And
yeah,
you know, and it's only gonna solidify our side. It's gonna bring us together.
Yeah, I think
there's 100 million capable people out there to fight this.
Yes. I believe it's called Leave the World Behind. I think that's what it's called. Do not quote me on it. I think that's what it's called. But still, it just don't fit well with me. It's just something else is going on. Something else is wrong. I look at, you know, what happened in Palestine, Ohio. The train derailment. I look at all of the different plants that's burning down, the food plants that's burning down. I look at how you have foreign countries that's purchasing our land, the food, I believe it's Bill Gates, purchasing the farmland, and how these demonic individuals are now becoming responsible for our food supplies, the mRNA technology that they want to put into our beef and into our chickens and all of the different things that they want to do. It's very demonic and nefarious to me.
Yeah, what I'm proud of, first of all, there's a couple things I want to point out. And you have to have some sort of positivity in these days too, to make everybody feel a little bit better. Number one is, God is watching over Donald Trump like nobody's business. They take $450 million away. God gives them $3 billion. You know, the lawyers that are suing him in Georgia and in New York, now they're both looking like fools, and they're going to probably end up with no case. The farmers in Europe, I am so proud of them. It doesn't get reported right now. There was 12 or 13 countries shut down. They're still pouring manure on the Capitol buildings in Brussels right now.
Oh, good.
It's because they're trying to make these farmers stop farming because of global warming, which is a bullshit thing.
It's bull crap, yes.
Bull crap, but they're trying to scare everybody, and these farmers are not having it. They're saying, don't tell me that farming, because now, see, if they don't farm, then Bill Gates get to make his plastic food for us to eat, you know? And these people aren't going to get away from this. We like steaks and seafood. We don't like no plastic bugs. I mean, God has got this. We just have to believe it. It's up to him. He wouldn't have put Trump here. You know, Trump, to me, the more I see him, the more I hear him, the more I am in love with this man. He is the only person in the planet that can do this. There is nobody on the planet that can do what this man does.
And that's right. Exactly. Now, I know that people, you know, I see them talking about Trump as Jesus Christ, and I just want to let them know, no, Trump is not Jesus Christ. Trump has been chosen. Okay. Mm-hmm. He's been the chosen one. All right.
He chooses for such a time as this. He's capable. That's why he gets chosen. He's not being chosen by what he did in the past or anything like that. It makes no difference.
No. He's chosen for such a time as this. All right. Mm-hmm. And this time, this is who we need. He's chosen by God for such a time as this. And that's what I want people to understand. Okay. So just stop putting out all of this different propaganda and different things Sipton told you. He's been chosen by God for such a time as this. And we need somebody that don't have a problem with going toe to toe against the status quo. And it's a status quo up there. It's a big old mess up there. Because when I look at at our government right now. I said, Lord, this country is being ran by a deed of a pedophiles. These people are demonic. Something is seriously wrong with them. But the more they come after Trump, the bigger he get, the bigger God makes him, the brighter his light shine, and the more people see that they have really been fooled by the Democrats and by these deep state snake elitist Republicans that is playing the game right along. They're all part of the swamp. And like I continue, my sister, I can hear her saying right now that it's hard to drain the swamp when you have rats clogging the pipes. I can hear her saying it right now. What say you, Bill?
I said the Demophiles party.
Oh God, they are straight up nasty.
But you know what? There are brothers and sisters. We welcome over to the American side. The American side. It's not the right or left. It's the American side. We know America, but a lot of these younger people don't really know. They haven't been taught in school what it really was and what kind of lives we had, especially back when Reagan was president and life was great. They were still doing little things corrupted, probably more than we know. Right. But right now, we need us all to get together, all of us, Americans against evil.
Against this evil. That's right. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I continue to say. See, I can't, I used to be a lifelong Democrat. But what I cannot understand is that we got churches that preached against a lot of this stuff that the Democrats are now okay with and implemented, okay? And they call themselves Christians, all right? While killing babies outside of the womb and inside of the womb, But they call themselves Christians, okay? With doing all of this pedophilia and all of this different stuff. However, with you calling yourself a Christian, how can you call yourself a Democrat when the Democrats are okay with all of this different stuff? And so I would not even want to be affiliated as a Democrat with them being so nasty with the way that they are. I don't understand how a person can do that. So this is about Americans. All Americans are being affected by what's going on right now. I don't care if you're black, white, pinstripe, polka dot, or plaid, a left wing, right wing, or in between, whatever you are, we are all being affected by this. So it's not about Republicans or Democrats, liberal or conservative. It's about Americans coming together to against all of this evil that we see happening in our country, and especially sitting up there at the White House. That's how I see it.
And you're right. And we're all Americans. We all like the same stuff. We all like freedom. We all like to leave us alone, to be overtaxed. Yesterday, I wanted to make one comment here. Yesterday, we've been doing this for a long time. I have I'm starting a foundation to save babies. And yesterday, we saved our first baby.
Oh, wonderful.
We have a lady who we are supporting now, who is had to put a restraining order against her boyfriend because he wanted an abortion and she didn't want it. And she stood tight. We're supporting her through that process. And this is what Curitiba Bay was originally developed to do, is to do a 2-year program with ladies who want to keep their baby and get them job training and get them safe places to stay and cash and all that kind of stuff. So we started our first one yesterday. I want to do $100,000, but I need a lot more money. I need a lot more support from customers. But where their money is going right now is to this. I got also, if they want any information on that, we've written a paper on it. But I'm proud because yesterday this girl was crying and she was so happy that we did this because she was on her last. She was all by herself. She had nowhere to go. We got her place to live. Gave her some money, and we're going to start taking care of her until she has the baby. So
wow. Well, I hope you take care of her after she has the baby. Help assist her in different things. Don't just drop her like a hot potato.
We're not, but we need to have about 20,000 more customers to do what we want to do. I mean, this is we calculated $65,000, and $65,000 per person would get 2 years and living in a nice, clean apartment. It would be job training, a certain subsistence for food, and that's for a 2-year period. Prenatal care, we're looking for doctors. Volunteer to help us, and counselors to talk about, you're a real person, you're a real lady. You don't have to put up with that stuff about your boyfriend beating you because he wants an abortion. I'm so proud of you. I told her, I said, I can't believe it. I'm so proud of you.
Let me tell you something. If they can use American tax dollars to fund these illegal aliens that don't even belong in our country, then they can at least take that money and fund something like this here that can save American babies' lives. So I totally love it.
When it's official, the foundation is going to be called Changing Choices.
Changing Choices.
Yeah.
Love it. I love it. Thank you so much, Bill. All right. Once again, you all, that's CurativaBay.com. Curativa Bay. Go and get the hyperchlorous spray, you all. Get the hyperchlorous spray. Okay. Get the hyperchlorous spray. All right. They got the nasal spray. They got the Diamond Silk skincare regimen. They have more skincare regimens that's over there as well. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. So, Bill, thank you so much for coming on. And thank you so much for being a Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live affiliate. I appreciate it. God bless.
We do too. God bless. And don't forget the promo codes later.
Promo code Diamond. Use promo code Diamond. All right? Promo code Diamond. All right. God bless. Thank you.
God bless you too.
All right. Yes. Incredible, incredible. So you all, you can go there to Curativa Bay, or you can go to diamondandsilkstore.com. Now, I'm about to open up the phone lines. The phone lines are open, okay? That's 1-877-810-SILK, okay? 1-877-810-SILK. 877-810-7455. Okay. Now we're doing the itch of the week. I want to know, who do you think should be the itch of the week and why you think they should be the itch of the week? Okay. That's what I want to know. Who do you think should be the itch of the week and why do you think that they should be the itch of the week? Now there's so many people out here that's been itching for a scratch. Yeah. They've been doing a lot of damnable things. Uh-huh. So we got the choices out there is a lot of them. Okay, so that number again is 877-810-7455. Call in right now and let Silk know, who do you think should be the itch of the week and why? I want to know why. So they'll let me know when we have the first caller on the line. So you all, you know, while we're waiting on our first caller to call in, I want you all to continue. We're going to have to really, really, truly pray for our country. Why do we have to pray for our country? Because there's a lot of things that I've never seen happen. It's happening. Okay. I'm just looking at all of these different lies that they continue to tell us. I'm just sitting back looking at a lot of different things. And one thing that the Democrats love to hump on, they love to talk about Hitler. Hitler this and Hitler that. And I said that the Democrats are the Hitler of this time. Yes, they are the Hitler of this time. That's what I say. Okay. They don't have a problem with killing nobody. They don't have a problem with killing nobody. And then also, real quick, while we still waiting on our first caller, I was reading a news article where somebody is joining something. Okay. And this is concerning Fox News, but they included that, you know, Diamond and Silk was one of the first ones on Fox News streaming services, but they said we was fired from Fox News because we stated some COVID misinformation, because of COVID-19 misinformation. Now, I just want to know, when have Diamond and Silk ever stated anything about COVID that was misinformation? When did we state COVID misinformation? Okay, because everything that Diamond and Silk said about the COVID, the scam, damn it, the planned scam, damn it, came true and is true. That's right. So we had what are these people? They write the articles and different things, a publication, to write up an article on Diamond and Silk and said that we stated COVID misinformation. And that's been out there for a very, very, very long time. They got it all over there in Wikipedia and all of these different places. Okay. And I'm just curious on, when have Diamond and Silk ever stated anything wrong about COVID? When have we ever given you misinformation concerning COVID? Just when? Huh? When? Can anybody tell me when? And I'm thinking about going ahead on getting my lawyer involved, Yeah, I'm just thinking about getting my lawyer involved on this because I am tired of you all lying on my sister and I. Okay. Now, my sister's not here to defend herself, but I'm here to defend her and her honor. Okay. Now, don't forget you all, that number once again is 877-810-7455. 877-810-7455. I need you all to call in and let me know who you think should be the itch of the week. Okay. Now, I want you all to stop lying on Diamond and Silk. Stop trying to care to assassinate us and stop putting this bogus information in these articles. Please stop it. Okay. Because when you do that, you're lying and you're spreading a lie. And if you want to talk about misinformation, that's misinformation. That's misinformation. When you lie and you say that Diamond and Silk said this and Diamond and Silk said that, and you have no proof, that's misinformation. You're giving misinformation out to the public. And I don't like that. Okay. Y'all are not going to be lying on Diamond and Silk legacy. You're not going to do it. Not as long as I got something to do with it. Okay. So we have our first caller on the line. Our first caller on the line. Hello. Hello. You're on with Silk. I want to know, who do you think should be the itch of the week? Hi. Who do you think should be the itch of the week? And why do you think they should be the itch of the week?
I think the itch of the week should be NBC, all of them on NBC.
Okay, why?
Because they fired Rona.
Rona okay.
McDonnell.
Uh-huh.
McDonnell. And even though she's not one of my favorite people because she wasn't 100% behind Trump, but I feel that I hope she takes them and she's getting a lawyer and I hope she wins.
Okay. Does she have a contract with
you? Because I'm tired
you?
Of these people making up fake news all the time.
And that is, are you talking about MSNBC or just NBC?
MSNBC, the people that
okay.
hired her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And
well,
she
you
didn't
know,
even last one day. And I think she ought to make use them and make an example out of them.
Wow. Wow. Okay. All right. All right.
Because I'm tired of all these fake news media people.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, darling. Thank you so much for calling in. You know, I can partially agree.
Oh, you're welcome.
With...
And thank you for all your good work.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you, dear. I can partially agree with her because when I think about, you know, this MSNBC, she said that they fired Ronald McDaniel. I think that all of them should be fired for just fake news, for lying to the public is what I truly think. That's what I think. Now, the number, once again, you all, is 877-810-7455. 877-810-7455. I want to know who you think should be the itch of the week and why. So I did hear about them firing Ronna McDaniel. Okay. I did hear about that. I don't know the backstory on that, but I have seen Ronna McDaniel around on the TV, and I'm not trying to talk about nobody. But I know her name is Ronald McDaniel, but she looked like Ronald McDonald. That's who she looked like to me, with those big old huge lips. Now listen, if you want to inject yourself with all of this stuff, that's your business, okay? But if God intended for your lips to be thin, then allow them to be thin, because with them being blowed up with all of that injection stuff, you look like bubble lips. That's just too much. It's entirely too much for the TV. You know, TV make you look a little bit bigger. Okay. So the lips look even plumper and they just don't look right. It do not match her face. And you know, the other night we was talking about this weight loss drug called, is it Ozempic? It's Ozempic. Some weight loss drugs that they had out there called Ozempic. Okay. The number again, you all, is 877-810-7455. I want to know who you think should be the itch of the week and why. But they was talking about this drug, Ozempic. I, you know, was looking at some things and people was talking about this particular weight loss drug. And I looked at the people that was on it. A lot of people have gotten sick from it. But a lot of people look like walking corpse. It paralyzes your stomach, is what I'm being told. This is a drug that paralyzes your stomach. Huh? It paralyzes your stomach. Now, I know that I love to eat and I want to be able to, my food to be able to process the way it needs to be. But when your stomach is paralyzed, you all, how are you getting your nutrition? How is it doing what it needs to do? Your immune system is there in your gut area. Huh? It's there in your gut. Okay. So if you're paralyzing your stomach, you're not eating your food, you're not eating your nutrition, you're going to look like a walking corpse, skin and bones. Then for the ones getting all this Botox shot up in you, you're starting to look like rats. Okay. You ain't got to get all of that stuff pumped up in you and you looking like an animal or something. It just look horrific to me. And I wear glasses, so you look even more horrific because I can see you clearly. Okay, we got another caller on the line. Caller, all right. I just want to know, who do you think should be the itch of the week and why? Talk to me. Be sure to turn down your computer. Turn down whatever you're looking at me on, because it gives you feedback, and I can't, you know, you when I say caller and I ask you a question, this is a caller from Vancouver. I want to know who you think should be the itch of the week is. All I'm hearing is myself talking back. All right. So to the caller that's on the line, who do you think should be the itch of the week and why? All right. Do I have another caller on the line? Another caller on the line. Who do you think should be the itch of the week and why? All right. Okay. Okay. Let me know when that person catches up. Make sure you turn down your computers, your TVs, or whatever you are watching me on, so that when I ask you the question and you're on the phone, you can hear me. Okay. All right. Do we have another caller on the line? I need to know, who do you think should be the itch of the week and why? We got so many people out there that's itching for it. I believe we have Karen on the line. All right, Karen, you're on the line, darling, with Silk. Who do you think should be the itch of the week?
I think Rona McDaniel.
Okay.
Because she doesn't tell the truth. She caved.
Okay, when did she cave? What are you talking about?
Well, she was saying, she said the election was not good, but now she's saying that Biden was elected, that the election was okay. So I went, no, that's not true. So she was backing off from what she had been saying. So she wasn't supporting the Republicans at all, or the RNC.
Thank you so much, Karen. Thank you so much for calling in and letting us know. Okay, Rona McDaniel, your name is coming up a whole lot. You're welcome, dear. I remember when Rona McDaniel did say this. And see, let me tell you something. The Democrats stole the election. The Republicans drove the getaway car. That's how I see it happening. And with her being over the RNC at that time, and all of the money that the RNC made in donations off of the back of President Trump, they should have had President Trump's back, but they didn't, not in my own humble opinion. All right, we have David on the line. David is on the line. David, who do you think should be the itch of the week and why? David, can you hear me? David. All right. I believe David, or hopefully David will catch up. I hope David will catch up. Y'all let me know whenever David is there. Okay, we have Kathy. Kathy is on the line. Kathy, who do you think should be the itch of the week and why? Is Kathy there? All right. I don't hear Kathy. Okay, you all, once again, that's 877-810-7455. Listen, don't be scared to talk to Silk. Don't be scared to call in and talk to me. I want to know who you think should be the itch of the week and why. That's what I want to know. There's reasons why I want to know this, okay? Because there's a lot of people that is doing a lot of damnable things to our country. Just give us the opportunity to know what they are doing, okay? We have Letitia James out there that's trying to steal President Trump's wealth, okay? We have that. We got the judge that want to gag President Donald J. Trump, want to put him under a gag order. Now, how in the world do you put somebody under a gag order, take away their First Amendment right after you've already accused them of something, but then you gag them and shut them down, say that, oh, you can't say nothing about this. You can't say nothing about that. But the accuser, the person that's accusing you of something, they get to post all of these memes, say all of these bad things. That is crazy to me, okay? President Trump is an American citizen and he have a First Amendment right to be able to defend himself against any accusation. We have David on the line. David, you're on with Silk. Who do you think should be the itch of the week?
Hey, Silk, can you hear me?
Hey. Yep, I can hear you now.
Hey, Silk. Hey, good to talk to you. Well, I think the state of New York and the judges and the prosecuting attorneys and the I don't know their names, but what they're doing to Mr. Trump in New York is it's just an abomination. It's just unbelievable. And I know you do. I watch you darn near every night. My mom and I do. We're big fans and just wanted to call in first time. But yeah, that my itch of the week would be these what they're doing to Mr. Trump in New York. It's crazy.
It is totally crazy. So let me ask you this real quick, David. How do you feel about somebody? Oh, thank you, darling. How do you feel about somebody stealing somebody's wealth? Okay. How do you feel about that?
Say that again, David. Silk. I'm sorry. I didn't hear that.
How do you feel about somebody like Letitia James trying to steal President Trump's wealth?
I think what they're doing, they're the criminals. They're criminals. They're making up charges on Mr. Trump, and what they're doing's never been done before. We've never seen this in the history of the United States. What they're doing to him, I think they should lose their law licenses and the judge. I mean, we're just, I don't have to tell you anything, but these people are, they're criminals. They're criminals.
They're absolutely criminals.
You know that.
I totally agree, David. Thank you so much for calling in, dear. Thank you so much for calling in. David's absolutely right.
Thank you, Silk. Thank you for what you do, Silk, and God bless you.
Thank you, dear. Love you. God bless you. Absolutely right. Misapplying the laws, misapplying the rules, changing up the laws in the middle of the game, I think it's despicable. And I also believe that it is criminal. Now we have Kathy on the line. Kathy, you're on with Silk. Who do you think should be the itch of the week, darling, and why?
Hey. Well, I agree with Rona because karma's a bitch. She is on video from before the 22 primary with McCarthy, McConnell, Cheney, good old Uncle Mitt and her, excited about the plan they've got to not just take Trump down, but to take MAGA and Make America First down.
Wow.
So she's getting what she deserves. She's never been Donald Trump's friend. She's always been using him, and it's about time it comes out.
That's right. I totally agree. Thank you so much, Kathy, for calling in. I do appreciate it.
And
do
I have one more quick thing I got to say. I have one more quick thing to say. Thank you for your thing on the Vivek, because he's a snake in the grass.
Oh, Lord. You're so welcome. Yes, Vivek is a snake in the grass. Yes, Vivek is a snake in the grass.
You and Clay Clark are the only ones besides me that used my Chicago street smarts three sentences into that man. You knew he was a well-groomed, well-programmed, Trump-hating, mega-loathing person.
Yeah, I say that he's a light-skinned version of Obama and a thinner version of Chris Christie. Thank you so much for calling in. Well, I have time for one more call. I have time for one more call. Barbara, is Barbara there? Is Barbara there? Barbara. Hey, darling. Hey, you got about 1 minute here. I only got one more minute. Who do you think should be the itch of the week and why?
I think CNN News. I am so upset about Donald Trump's Bible. I am very upset of the news I heard about that today, tonight. I was in shock, and I will be buying up his Bibles.
Oh, incredible. Well, you know, CNN, that's the Communist News Network or the Clinton News Network. You know exactly how they rock and roll. Barbara, thank you so, so much for calling in to the show. All right, you all. So we got a lot of people that's itching for a scratch. All right. And they just really is against the American citizens and our country. The sad thing is that we're being fought within, from within. Okay, a lot of these people are from within. That's a sad thing. And that's a sad day in America, all right? It's a sad day in America. And it's another sad thing that you have so many snakes around President Donald J. Trump. So you all, don't forget every day at 11:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we stop what we're doing and we pray. I pray for you, you pray for me, we pray for each other. Pray for President Donald J. Trump and his family. Pray for his protection, you all, and pray for God to heal the land. All right. Happy Easter to everyone. Enjoy your weekend. All right. And I'll see you all next week on Tuesday. So in the meantime and in between time, look forward to seeing you next time right here on Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. Bye-bye.
Where they break down healthcare barriers to save you time and money. Mm-hmm. Go to gravecare.com. Use promo code Trump1 to sign up for your first bundle. If you're having problems when it comes to these hospitals, when it comes to these doctors, it's not just about the pandemic. It can be about anything. Gravecare.com. Use promo code Trump1 to receive a discount. Also, don't forget about the Hypochlorous Body Spray.
Yes.
If you want to keep pathogens, viruses, and bacteria at bay, go to cbspray.com and get your Hypochlorous Spray. If you haven't gotten your potassium iodine, if you need hydroxychloroquine, or if you need ivermectin, go to drstellamd.com.
Yes.
And we've been talking about the circulatory system or how it affects and impact everything. Go over there to the Dr. Artist Show and pick up you something for that. Everything, use promo code Trump1. Now listen, I know with everything I said, I don't want you to get a little hasty, but I want you to go over there and get you some tasty at mystore.com. Get the My Coffee, the pods, They are available. Even get you a nice coffee cup. You can get that at mystore.com. Use promo code Trump1 to receive a discount. That's mystore.com.
Right. I say the best part to waking up is not being woke, but being awake with my coffee.
I love it, y'all. I love it. So make sure. But also, don't forget about mypillow.com. Yes. Use promo code Trump1 to receive up to 66% off your entire purchase over there. Don't forget about our book, UprisingMyStore.com. Promo code Trump1. Don't forget about our bumper sticker and our t-shirt.
Yes.
It took 2,000 mules to install one jackass. Mm-hmm. DiamondandSilk.com. Use promo code Trump1 as well.
Yes.